Okay, well, welcome to the exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. We have a fun one today. I asked this man who has never seen an episode of Big Brother in his life if he would watch one just to get his opinion. He has some people he knows on the cast from Survivor, and he watched last night's episode. And then for the people that are just listening and not watching this on video, but Q, oh well, it's Q if anyone hasn't figured that out, is in costume today.
Well, is it Q? Do we know? Because I don't know what I watched last night.
Q, I well, first of all, thank you for being here. I don't even know where to start. It's hard to look at you with this mask on, if I'm being honest.
It's okay. I sat on my couch all last night for an hour and 30 minutes watching something I had no idea what I was watching.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into this right now?
What'd you say?
Do you want to get into it right now? You want to talk about this episode?
Yeah, I give me your high level thoughts on Big Brother as a game based on last night's episode. Let's start there.
High level thoughts, clown show. High level thought. It should be a theater. High level thoughts. What in the world would possess one person? Let alone however many people they cast every single year to go on that show, sit in that house, and put on those reacts. Oh, no.
Q, would it be surprising if I told you last night's episode was actually kind of tame for Big Brother? Like,
Tame.
I could have made you watch an episode where someone falls into a volcano and was pushed in by a dinosaur.
So basically, we're watching Barney. Basically, we're watching Nickelodeon on CBS. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know the show your kids watch probably. It's
Yeah.
I guess comparable. No, listen, I get it. I get it. We all get it. It's an odd show. But yeah, last night's episode was actually kind of tame compared to like some others.
And this show comes on 3 days a week and has a
Yes.
live feed. And there's people out there that sits around and watch it 24/7.
Yes, there are people right now watching people sleep in the Big Brother house. How does that make you feel?
Oh Lord. God bless him.
Okay.
Let's get into it, because I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, first impressions of the cast. Was there any of the people that you really liked or didn't like, had strong feelings about?
There's a lot of them that I like.
I can help you with names too. I'm not
I'm
sure
gonna
if
say
you.
the only problem with that show is when they talk, like doing their confessional, it doesn't put their name on the screen, so I couldn't remember most of their names most of the time.
Oh, usually they should. See, that's where Big Brother loses people. We need to be bringing people in. I feel like we already lost you. Okay.
So let me just tell you. My favorite right now is the chick who ended up winning the veto because her
Yeah.
back was up against the wall. She wasn't really the target, I don't think. I don't know. But if she was, she totally
Yeah, that's Taylor. I love Taylor.
took the her by the horns and got herself out of that situation. Now, I watched that show because I thought that I would watch Devins and Dee do some really cool stuff. Were they even in the episode?
It
There are
was.
people in that's in that house that I don't even know exist because they talk zero. So
Yeah.
how does this work? I guess every single week it changes who's going to be the main guy or girl.
Yes, they didn't get a lot of screen time last night because they're in a very comfy position in the house where they're not in trouble. They're in a majority alliance. And so they didn't get much screen time. It is true. Like on that episode, they focus on the people that are in trouble, obviously, because they're trying to win that veto. Now, did you understand what a veto was?
It's almost like an immunity idol. Well, I guess I understand it from a standpoint of watching, where, okay, if you're put up for elimination, which I really don't understand how you're put up for elimination, because I guess I missed that episode, but you're put up for elimination and you can win the veto to either keep the nominations the same or you can change it up.
Yep, exactly. And if you win the veto, you can use it on yourself or someone else, theoretically, obviously, if you're on
But
the
why
block.
on God's earth would you use it on somebody else? Good gracious.
Well, I know, but some, you know, if you win it and you're not on the block.
You are on the block, though, if you win it.
No, there's some players in the veto comp that are not on the block, too.
You never know. Just like this other kid, he don't think he's on the block.
Well, he's on the block, but yes, he does not think he's the target, which is a huge mistake.
Exactly. So you true. Never really know.
It's true. It's true. Okay. You like Taylor. What I loved when she was, so the head of household, which is called, right, when you get the power and you're nominating people, the girl Haley.
Wait, wait. Before we go any further, educate me on that, because it seems like people was ringing a doorbell to come in the room with her. Is that a thing? Or is it everybody just have their own room and you have to knock before you enter? Or can she deny and say, no, you can't come in?
Yes, and that's happened before. That happened a couple episodes ago, actually. So basically,
that room changed, I guess, whoever wins the head of household. So the snacks in that room belongs to that person?
Yep.
Because that person, people were asking her to eat snacks in that room. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, so when you win the head of household, you're in power. And sometimes people let it go to their head and they lock people out of the room and they don't want to give them the snacks. And like, you kind of have to play the game of like, am I going to get, we call HOH-itis, where it goes to your head and you're just like drunk with power, or are you just going to like play it cool and try? But Haley doesn't care. Haley will tell you exactly how she feels.
Herself in trouble.
She already did. She already did.
Let me just say, because the word is, she just basically outlined to her alliance that she's going to do what's best for her gang. She don't care about their opinion. And if I was those other two or three, I would say, what the hell with this lady? I'm flipping on the other side regardless. And she'll be up for nomination the next opportunity possible.
For sure. And I loved, like, she tried to call Taylor out for laughing, which I thought was ridiculous because Devin's was also laughing.
And a lot of them was laughing. That's why I didn't understand.
Yep.
You just put up whoever you want and you make up crap of why?
Yeah, it's, I think, you know, we see everything and sometimes people get a little DeLulu in there. And I think Haley is just a little high on her own horse or whatever you want to call it.
You know what happens to people like that, right? They go home with idols in their pocket.
That is true. That is true. That is true. Well, so Dee and Devins are in an alliance with her. If you're in an alliance with Haley, how would you handle her?
I would literally handle her. Handle her to the other side and say, you know what? If y'all want her head on a platter, I'll deliver it to you. If I win, I put her up and I let her know that you are the nomination. You are the target. Why? Because she can't listen. She just thinks she can just do whatever she wants because she got the limited power. Just understand, that's exactly what it is. Limited power of attorney. You ain't got absolute. You ain't got no guarantee next week. And from what I understand, because I haven't watched much, but I did a little research, she's not eligible to win head of household next week. So guess
correct.
What, baby boo? You're going to be all on Front Street begging and pleading for somebody to save you when you didn't want to listen this week. I hope to pray to God. See, I ain't going to watch next week, but I'm going to tune in just to figure out, did they put her up? Did they make her sweat a little bit?
That's the problem, Q, though. I will say that people are not super high right now on this show, is that it's been 4 weeks and the same alliance has won HOH all of those 4 weeks. And everyone's like, we need a change. Like the Haleys, the Kamus, that side of the house, and Dee and Devins have literally been in power for 4 weeks. So it gets a little boring for us at home. But yes.
The thing about that is, I guarantee you this, if Kamu, whoever his name is, Kamu, Kung Fu, if he wins it, he gonna drop kick her ass. He gonna put her, I saw that he's a UFC fighter. He gonna put her in a rear neck choke and he gonna put her up there. She gonna be sweating. She gonna be begging and pleading. Why'd you put me up? Well, you put my other buddy up last week as a pawn. We're gonna put you up as the queen and they coming after you.
How would you do in a fight against Kamu, by the way?
See, he's a professional. So what I do is, you know, I try to, I'm a low blow type of guy if you're a professional. All right. Uh-huh. If you're a professional, all bets are off.
Okay,
now, if you're a professional, how I would do, you see this mask.
It's still freaking me out. I'm trying not to look at you.
Is it even scary if I do this?
Okay, yeah, no, don't do that. Someone's gonna screw. This is gonna be all over Twitter. Okay. Don't you have kids at home? Where is this mask from? Aren't they freaked out?
Yeah, my son's very scared of it, and I put it on in the house regardless because you have to overcome your fears, boy. Yeah, go cry to your mother.
Oh my God, the poor guy.
Back to Big Brother.
Let's go
So,
back to Big Brother.
explain to this. There's an episode tonight.
Yes.
And what they're going to do is do another challenge.
No. Well, yes, actually. So this is a new thing that they started a few years ago. Basically, if you're on the block, you have two chances to save yourself, essentially. You had the veto, and now you have what they call the blockbuster, where the three nominees compete live while we're watching. So tonight's episode on Thursdays when someone goes home is live. And if you win that, you're off the block. So at the end of the day, there's going to be two people you can vote for eviction. And so yes, technically you have two. It was basically implemented to try to avoid this like consensus sort of house vote, because after the veto is played, it's like, okay, so and so is going home, we're bored for 3 days. But unfortunately, when there's like a very large alliance, it gets boring. There's been a unanimous vote like a lot. So yes, so Drew, now Lyric went on the block. What do you think about Lyric? Any thoughts on her?
I think she talked too much.
Yeah, and
And
she
she's
has
very
she has
emotional. She seems to be young. She wants to stay. So she's a by any means necessary type of gal. But it rubs
throwing her
me the
friends under the
wrong way.
bus.
Because here's the thing for me, this is put it in simple terms. If you come to me and you crap talk your boss because you want a new job, when you want the next new job, you're going to crap talk me. So
Exactly.
the same thing, whereas her best friends in the house, you go crap talk them to get in with these other people. I mean, the head of household, she read it perfectly. So for some reason, I don't like that redhead girl who's the head of household. She just to me comes off as somebody that just, you know what? She's selfish. She's gonna do it her way, which I like that because Q's gonna do it his way. But I'm not a selfish person, you know? I always try to
Yep.
look out for others and the people that's around me. She don't give a hoop. So, but she was right about this Lyric girl. I would
Yep.
have probably put up Lyric as well. Just from the standpoint, don't come begging and pleading and jumping ship on your. And if she was playing in the background, she was playing a game, I get it. But she wasn't. She's sincere about jumping ship and throwing her people under the bus to save her own skin. I don't like that. And that's why I got this mask on. Because when you get voted out tonight, I'll be right here in your memories.
Yes, but you actually read that perfectly. Haley is you the same opinion that you have, a lot of people have. She's sort of higher on herself a lot of times. She's like, well, Drew, oh, maybe it's because I'm a pretty girl. And it's like, no, I don't think that's why. I also think Haley has a little crush on Kamu, and Kamu is talking to Lyric. I don't think she loves that. Did you clock that?
I did. She's a little jealous little thing. And it's one of those, she's playing the game to win, I get it, but she also selfishly making moves for herself because she thinks that this girl is gone now, she got a shot. And but see, that's just come, I'm not used to Big Brother. We'll have all that on the island, Survivor. I guess they get to brush their teeth in that house. Because I wouldn't want to be that close to somebody. Girl, come on. Ugh. But it's one of those things where she's now playing, and this might be a game move for her as well to get rid of somebody who's kind of in the middle that can float. If she comes out and say that, perfect, awesome, you got me. But she's not, because that's not what she's thinking.
It's per I feel like it's like a personal thing. I mean, she's right to say that like Lyric is jumping ship, and that's like a red flag. Why are you jumping ship on your own friends? But yeah, it seems a little personal as well. So Lyric is up there. Drew, any thoughts on Drew?
Man, Drew just—he's caught in this mess. He don't have a clue. His friends don't want to tell him. They're afraid of what could happen. But it's one of those things. I would tell him now that she's made her nomination with Lyric. If I'm the other guy, I would go to him and let him know, listen, they're coming after you. You need to start politicking and blowing up this thing if you can. Because you're not a real friend if you're not really willing to risk your game to try to give them at least a heads up to protect themselves. He needs to go in this next challenge and absolutely kill it. And I'm not even sure what the challenge last night, anybody could win it. Like literally, like there's no skill really in that. It's a 50-50 guess. And my question is, every challenge like that? Can you just be a challenge beast in that house? No.
You can. I think towards the end of the season, they get definitely a little more physical. And I think tonight, so tonight is the end of the reign for the HOH. Once the person goes home tonight, okay, a new HOH, they play a new competition. And I believe they've shut the backyard. These people haven't been outside since, I don't know, many days because they're building the competition. And I have a feeling it's going to be physical. So they do have physical competitions. Like they have one where you have to stand on a wall for like hours and so they do have endurance comps, things like that. So we have had comp beasts in the past, but yes, the one last night was more of a crapshoot. It's like really 50-50. You also have to act. It's a little Big Brother's very campy.
Man, it's a bunch of acting in this. I don't like watching shows like that. That's, I feel like it's scripted, but
Yeah.
it's really not. Whereas they're telling them, hey, fall down. Hey, say this. Hey,
Yeah.
I don't like that. Because again, I come from Survivor where there's none of that. Then to go on a show that's all of that, it seems.
Can I ask you a question since we're talking about scripted stuff? Like a lot of people say some of the, we call them diary DRs, diary rooms, where it's basically the confessional. Sometimes some of them come off scripted. I
It
don't think
did
they're
not.
necessarily.
Last night to me, it came off as scripted.
I was
Like
gonna
literally
say,
every single
Devin's.
conversation came off as, okay, this is scripted. They were told to say this. They were pulled to say this. It's even when Devins went over to the person that was on the ground, it's like, oh, he gone. I just felt like somebody told him to go say that. Like seriously.
Oh, interesting. I don't. Okay. So I think it's somewhere in the middle. I think they do prompt them. I think they do like their little sound bites. Hey, can you say that in a different way? Is that something that also in your confessionals and Survivor, are they, do you feel like they're more natural or are they prompting you to like, hey, can
No,
you phrase that in a different way?
it's. I mean, I can only speak for me because I've never
Of
been in a.
course.
That would be really, really cool, actually. Survivor, if you're listening, do a confessional with two people. That would be dope.
Trying to think if that's happened
That's never happened.
ever.
That's
Yeah.
never happened. Never.
They don't really do that in Big Brother either. Once it's happened though.
But
They
what I'm
have.
saying is, so I don't know the other confessionals, what they're doing, what they're saying. I just know me. When I'm pulled, they don't ask me nothing. They just, hey, Q, what's on your mind? So everything you see from me is me just, brrr.
They don't need to prompt you. You're
Come
ready to
on, man.
go.
Hey, some people need to be prepared, some people don't. Some people can show up in a clown mask and get some attention, and some people can't.
Interesting. Okay. And then the other person on the block is Melody. Did you have any thoughts on Melody, the blonde?
I think Melanie can go end up winning. I mean, she just, it's just something about her that I just think she got like freaky good skills and just about like the balance stuff, or maybe she's a former whatever athlete. But she just seems like, okay, when her back is up against the wall and it's something like endurance, she's not gonna give in. Lyric, she's gonna give in the second it starts to hurt. Now the other guy, again, I can't forget it, I forget his name a little bit, but
True.
Drew. He's out for revenge. And if his best friend tell him that they really coming after him, I don't think neither one of those girls gonna beat him. I mean, that's just
Okay.
what I see because he's now in the challenge to not only win, but to prove a point and to get revenge. Man, that's a
See,
hard thing to beat.
this is the thing, Q. So on the live feeds, Drew was in the dark the whole week. And then slowly, I think even last night someone told him that he was like actually the target. But
Oh.
D and Devins, which we'll see on tonight's episode, essentially flipped the entire house over the last 2 days. They were like, why are we getting rid of Drew? He's a loyal soldier. He has not burned us. Like, what are we doing? He wants to go after Haley and Kamu, and yeah, that's their alliance, but sometimes you need to take a shot at your alliance and not have it be you. And so Dee and Devon's actually, specifically Dee, I think, flipped their alliance to keep Drew. So it sounds like Drew is
Oh,
staying right now.
but they didn't show that last night.
No, because we're a
But
couple
wait,
days
also, and
behind.
I wouldn't know that unless I watched the live feeds, right?
Correct.
Man,
Unless.
see, this show right here, they try to capture all of your time, all of your energy, so you don't do nothing in life.
That's why I'm tired,
Big
Q.
Brother was set up to make people fail in real life because they capture all your attention and your energy, and you always sitting there watching it. Y'all better wake up. You better wake up.
I mean, this is the thing. They are likely they'll show it tonight because it's an important part of the story, but there's so many things that we see on the live feeds that never make the episodes. And like, you know, there's revisionist history in Survivor. There's certainly revisionist history in Big Brother. And sometimes people are like, "Oh, well, this happened." And we're like, "Actually, on the live feeds, this is what happened." And so there is like a difference sometimes in the show versus the live feeds. But yes, you're right. I'd never sleep in the summer because Big Brother takes over my life and it's
Oh,
a
so
lot.
that's why you really couldn't wake up at our original time and do this right here because you was okay. I get it. I understand now. Big
You're
brother,
calling me out. You're calling me out right now.
you better go to bed early tonight, or I
I
forgot
know.
because it's another episode.
Okay, so Q, what were your thoughts on the little that we saw from Dee and Devins? Like, what were your initial thoughts?
I mean, to be honest, I don't even remember seeing them.
I
I
think we
remember
saw.
D. This is what I remember of D. You ready? She was a ninja, and she was sneaking up on people, laying in a hammock, talking to themselves. Th that's
Yep.
all I remember of D. Like literally.
She
And then
I don't think she
Devin,
got one confessional.
yeah, Devin. I remember him sitting in the house lying to somebody's face. Now that's right on with Devin. Devin's gonna do that. Devin's gonna sit there and lie in your face now. But he gave it away a little bit. And I'm glad to see that the live feed showing him and D flipping it a little bit. Because I like old Drew. Drew gonna cause some problems in that house. And as long as Drew there, D and Devins, it seems to be safe. Because they're not gonna be coming after D and Devins now. Now it's gonna
No.
turn into the Drew versus the head of Half Troll versus Kumu versus whoever else. Kumu, Kapu, I don't know his name. He's gonna get
Carpool.
his butt kicked. He's used to kicking butt, but now it's time they finna put him up. So if Drew is actually safe, I think Lyric goes home. Kung Fu, he's gonna be upset and mad. And now the head of Half Troll, the redhead girl, she's in trouble. Because she now she got every finger pointing at her. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I think I listen, I think you're onto it. I think Drew is gonna take a shot at Haley Comet. Like, I think that's for sure. And I think Dee and Devins are I don't think Dee and Devins need to win this HOH. Like, would
Well, I don't think
you
Devin have to win at all. From what I heard, he's safe for 6 weeks. How did that even happen? Like,
Can we talk
just
about it?
so weird.
Can we talk about that?
Has this ever happened?
I don't know about 6 weeks, but they have done things like this where they try to protect some players. And I feel
So
like,
America voted for it. Did we see the results?
oh, I mean,
Right.
cute.
No. So basically, America voted for somebody, but we don't know if they really voted for Devins. Was Devins in the hot seat at that time?
No, but you have to imagine if the viewers at home know three of the players, those are the three players that got the powers, obviously, right?
Yeah,
Like,
because D got something now, right?
yes. Dee's is like a bribe. She got $5,000 to bribe someone. That's all she has. So it's not as exciting. She did not tell Devins. Even Devins was like, "Are you sure you don't have it?" And she's like, "No." Meanwhile, Devins. The only person Devin's told about his power was D. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. Look at old D pulling the old trick out of her old hat. But here's the new thing. She's gonna get caught up.
Think so?
Oh yeah.
She's
I'm gonna
playing
tell
pretty
you,
well.
Devin's come off as not understanding and not knowing, but Devin's gonna sniff it out. Even when he was in the shower, he was asking her, "You
Yep.
sure you don't have it?" He knows something.
I wonder. I mean, because like, who else would get it? If Angela got the first one, Devin's got the second one, why would it not be D? D's like
Correct.
out there telling Devin's, I'm really upset. America didn't vote for me. Putting it on. You're probably right, though. I think deep down, he probably is like, she might be lying to me, but it is what it is.
So what did Angela get then?
Well, Q, unfortunately, Angela, because when you win this, you either get a power or a punishment. You have to do like a little competition thing, and Angela lost. So Angela actually got a punishment and was in an egg costume for a week. Had to wear an egg costume, egg detective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but this is where the show loses me. Because the second I see anybody come out in a freaking costume that they have to wear for a week that I have to look at, imagine you have to look at me like this for a week. And I'm doing this.
Yeah, no. No.
Imagine you got to look at that for a week.
I've had to look at it for 20 minutes, Q, and it's not fun.
I know. So, what makes them think it'll be fun for me to look at somebody in an egg for a week?
Yeah, it's not comfortable. It's also they don't wash those things, they're a little dirty. So but okay, so what were we talking? Oh, can I just ask then, Devins, I wanted to ask you about this strategically. This is the first strategic thing of the podcast here, because we've been talking about nonsense. But Devins has this power that he can use. Basically, essentially, if someone's on the block, he can stand up, use it, take them off the block, and name the person that he wants on the block without consulting anyone. He could just
So
do
that's
that.
how he's safe for 6 weeks, because if he's on the block, he can do the same thing for himself.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, he could theoretically also. He has not told anyone other than D, but like, let's say he was in trouble. He could theoretically go to the HOH every single week and say, well, you can put me up, but I'm just going to play. Like, basically bluff every week and use it as like a bargaining chip. He decided not to do that. He told D and he's just saving it. Do you think that's the right move, or would you want it to be a public thing that people know about?
So I think it's one of those, like, what is your angle? So if his angle is to disrupt whoever the HOA is, then maybe he use it and say, hey, listen, put me up this week as a decoy. And he don't tell them about the advantage, but he convinces them to put him up as the decoy, and then he uses that to kind of really throw them out. I'm curious to see, because it's coming to an end to when he can use it, right? Next week is his last time, I think.
I thought he had like 2 or 3 more weeks.
It's 6 weeks. When, I don't know when he won it, so I
But I
don't
think he won it the second week. So I don't know. I think he at least has 2 more weeks. I could be
know. Okay,
wrong
so
though.
perfect. If it feels like, okay, it's coming to an end, and they're going to try to make this move on the redhead chick,
Haley, yep.
Haley, and Kamu, maybe that's their shot to do it, with
I
him
just
using
don't
that advantage.
think he wants Drew to take the shot at Haley so he doesn't have to do it, because they're in an alliance together.
So basically,
So
he don't want any moves.
he's sitting pretty right now. I think he's just like, I
Well,
don't
with
need to.
that show, just sit pretty until the end, and then you get votes. Or do you have to make moves?
No, you have to convince the jury to vote for you, just like Survivor at the end.
Okay.
So that's why I don't know if she mentioned it last night, or she said that basically she wanted to hide the power from Devins and everyone because she wants something to differentiate her game from Devins, because she said she wants to go to the end with Devins, and her worry is they get there. What's the difference between your guys' game? You guys are playing the same game right now. You're in an alliance together. Like, so she's trying to already think about that jury.
I don't understand that, because if it's only a bribe, is that really keeping information from Devins? Because he's going to have to either use it or not at some point. He's going to find out.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's like a silly, like, who cares? Also, I've said this on another podcast. $5,000 is a lot of money. I'm not trying to like, scoff at that. But like, after taxes, like, so she could say, hey, if you vote Q out, I'll give you $5,000. Like, would you do that if someone offered you that?
No.
Yeah, I just think it's a little, it's not a very powerful power, in my opinion, compared to Devin's. I mean, that power is ridiculous. It's like
Yeah.
very, very powerful. So
Guess I'll play an idol after the votes.
yeah, essentially
Yeah.
it's like what Tony did, right? Tony was the
Yep.
one with that. Yep. Any thoughts on Angela? Have you ever met Angela Q?
I have never met Angela. I don't know Angela. I saw her talking to herself in the hammock about what her husband and whoever else to be doing at home. I guess that's their way of talking to their people back home and telling them what they need them to do. I guess, yeah, that's cool. But I don't know her. I think the only time I can remember her is I seen her on Twitter. Not her, but just post whenever she was on. Did she cry a lot?
She's a little emotional, dramatic.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing I used to see about her all the time. Her always crying. And I'm going to tell you something. This mask is hot. God dang, I'm sweating up on the hill. My nose wet. I got stuff dripping down. My dang, I might need to take this mask off, but I'm not. But Angela, I don't know her. But it seems like she's sitting back. But for me, like, she was just sitting back listening to the head of the HOA, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Not saying anything. Like, why can't she just speak up and say, look, I don't agree with this neither. If her whole alliance tells her that they don't agree and she still does it, come on.
I don't think Haley's one to, like, listen to people, unfortunately. I think they're just like, okay, this girl is going to do what she wants. But, yes, I know you're sweating in there, so I won't keep you much, much longer. But is it surprising to you if I said that almost no one in the house knew who Dear Devins was?
That's crazy.
The show just aired, but no one, they had, you know, there was Drew knew, Barrett knew, and Angela, obviously. I don't think anyone else knew who they were. So, like,
do they not watch Survivor 50? I mean,
no.
It's not to say, hey, you should know them from their previous season, but at least from Survivor 50. Come on.
Yeah, no, they did not know.
I guess the question is Big Brother fans like so caught up into Big Brother where they don't have time? I would guess if this show is on for what, 3 months?
Essentially,
yeah. Watching it 24/7, by the end of it, I would probably assume that they're probably going to sleep at night. They're not watching TV on Wednesdays, so they probably don't watch Survivor.
Yeah, I think there's some crossover, of course, like me, but like, there's definitely people that are very strictly Survivor fans and very strictly Big Brother fans, and sometimes they don't cross over. And unfortunately, I think Big Brother was like, let's bring the Survivor people over. Let's get those fans. And then they pull this kind of silly stuff, and I think the Survivor fans are like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Listen,
well, Q.
I will never be convinced to watch this show or any other show that I don't normally watch ever again because of this one.
Damn, I didn't.
If you have a show out there, you think you should watch it, and I've never watched it, and it's been on for 20 years, forget it. I'm not watching it.
Q, I didn't convince you to come over to Big Brother after watching this episode for me?
Absolutely not. Actually, what you convinced me to do is break my TV. So now I need a new TV, and that TV was 96 inches.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Your kids didn't like it. Your wife, like no one at home was like, oh, this show is amazing.
Let me tell you this right here. Let me tell you how bad this show is. Okay. I don't want to shit on the show, but my son, he don't watch TV ever. But so when he gets to watch TV, he sits there and watch. 5 minutes into Big Brother, he was like, Dad, come on. Come on. He wanted to go outside. He's never like that. He will sit there and watch television. So it did not capture my two-year-old's mind and eyes long enough for him to sit there and want to stare at the TV.
Okay. Like father, like son. He agrees with your opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, Q, I asked you on the red carpet one day. I think I asked you if you would ever play Big Brother. I believe you told me no. Did this change your opinion on that?
Yeah, it changes it. I told you no, right?
Yeah.
It changes a lot. Hell no.
Do you think you would actually, if you were in there, though, how do you think you would actually do? Do you think you would do well or no?
No.
You can't put up with people for that long in a house. Well, I'm assuming.
I can't be in that place for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm good.
What about other shows, Q? I don't want to call you a villain, Q. I don't know if you call yourself a villain. Would you do House of Villains or Traitors or some of these other shows? Or are you strictly like, you know what? I'm good with Survivor.
I'm strictly Survivor. I'm strictly a dad. And it's just one of those things. It's like, hey, where my loyalty lies, it lies. So if an opportunity comes up and it's not Survivor, well, good luck. But it's just one of those things where, like right now, I just had a new kid. I got my
Yeah.
daughter. She's only a month old. So I have two kids at the house. I'm in no rush to leave again.
Of course.
Football season is coming up. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna watch some Survivor, do all these good things. So I'm really in no rush to do anything else.
Okay, so you're excited to watch Survivor 51, though.
Of course.
Okay, all right.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to see what this new what did Jeff call it? The
New
open era.
open era, yes, open era.
Oh, I'm ready to see what this is all about. You see what I'm saying? So I'm excited for those players. I'm excited for everything that they're gonna bring to the TV. But it's just again, I'm patient and I know. I just
Okay.
know the open era has Q's name written all over it.
I have a feeling it does. Just watch out for those people who are, eating pork, writing
Yep.
left-handed, drinking Coke.
Drinking Coke, eating pork, and right left-handed, you ain't in my alliance.
Don't do that at Ponderosa if you're watching this and you're on Survivor with Q. Do not do that. Well,
Just
Q.
so they know it's Q. Hi.
Q, I appreciate you doing this. You're a very good sport. I'm sorry that we didn't bring you over to the Big Brother side, but I appreciate you trying. I appreciate that.
Thank you for showing me what I really don't want in life.
Thank you. And thank you to the listeners, obviously. Please like and subscribe if you enjoyed this interview with Q and weren't freaked out by the mask. And I will be back later tonight to watch The Eviction. Hopefully, Q, you're not going to tune into The Eviction tonight.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, there you go.